Outside the Box, doing a deep dive into the issues we face. Today's topic is Roots 2, T-O-O. There are plenty of problems we face these days, like climate disruption, war, inflation and economic inequality, discrimination, loss of rights, and the list goes on. Are these all separate problems or are they related? Are there some deeper root causes, issues that tie some of or all of these problems together? Are there some flaws in humanity or in our society that cause all these problems and failures? Are there ideas or models of solutions we can look at? In a previous Outside the Box, I noted that problems would be much easier to solve if, for example, use of force, wars, violence, abuse, were not the norm. For example, in the book Why Civil Resistance Works, Strategic Logic of Nonviolent Conflict, authors Erica Chenoweth and Maria Steffen showed that using nonviolent conflict resolution is twice as effective in actually overthrowing an authoritarian government. Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King, and Mohandas Gandhi have demonstrated its effectiveness. Programs like restorative justice and nonviolent communication show us how to practice it day to day. The saying, it's better to give than to receive, demonstrates how to solve economic problems, such as inequality and poverty. Capitalism won't solve it, but a guaranteed income might. Proposals to tax the rich much more, as was the case before 1980, would help, along with other forms of wealth redistribution. An ethic of an economy where the goal is win-win rather than winners and losers, where everyone got their basic needs met but not necessarily unlimited wants, would make a huge difference. I've mentioned the movement for limitarianism, a maximum income. Another strategy in the U.S. is modern monetary theory, advocating the benefits of deficit spending and a right to a job for every person. I'll discuss that in a future program. And the Economy for the Common Good, a project active in Europe emphasizing businesses that adhere to rigorous social and environmental responsibility. How do we create a level playing field where everyone has approximately an equal opportunity to succeed and live a dignified and meaningful life? Until discrimination against certain groups, such as people of color, ends, affirmative action to level that playing field is necessary. The movement for reparations to black people for slavery and native people for loss of their land is gaining strength. Solidarity among people of different skin colors in active protests, such as in the murders of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd, are demonstrating that racism must end. Black Lives Matter is a slogan we can and should find almost everywhere. Movements for economic rights are gaining support. The right to food, housing, health care, a job or income, a clean and safe environment, and higher education, for example. Despite opposition, each has its strong advocates, and legislation is beginning to catch up. Surely the rush to reduce and eliminate greenhouse gases is encouraging, with so many houses and large projects with solar panels. There are other non-technological solutions to any anticipated ecological disasters we may soon face. Instead of barriers to keep water out that led to the Hurricane Katrina disaster, now communities are letting water in and planting trees and bushes to soak it up. There are more rooftop and community gardens in cities, which are planting more trees instead of just cutting them down. The treatment of some groups of people as second class by others is generating resistance. The end of apartheid in South Africa, eventual intervention in the Rwandan genocide, and current resistance to the killing of Palestinians by the Israeli military are encouraging. Now, if we can just pay attention to less publicized incidents, Sudan, Yemen, and the many countries where indigenous people's lives are threatened constantly. Our U.S. government, usually described as a democracy, is in trouble, but there are movements to make it more democratic, like the two states, Maine and Alaska, that have adopted ranked choice voting. Multi-member districts may give voters more choices and make their votes more worthwhile. Four U.S. states partially use that system now. Participatory budgeting enables residents or students to decide how to spend money in their communities. Embracing difference, creating a level playing field, giving more and receiving less, living in harmony with nature, concentrating on needs rather than wants, doing no harm, thinking creatively outside the box, and committing to fairness might be root actions that can bring us closer to the solutions we may all wish for, and a world where all people do well. As human beings, we may not naturally gravitate toward any of these, but we will need them all in the long run. What root causes of big problems do you recognize and are trying to undo? I'm Larry Danziger, trying to get to the root of a problem every day.